Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. I'm your host today, Bruce Irving. And today we're talking about NFTs for local businesses. And I've been fascinated on this topic over the last couple of months, trying to figure out how restaurants, pizzerias, local businesses, or anybody else who owns a business can leverage or use or utilize NFTs for their business. I've been searching on Instagram, watching YouTube videos, listening to my own podcast, not my own podcast, but podcasts on my own about the subject. And I reached out to Ethan, who I had on the podcast a few years ago, who owns Thirst. It's a drinks and treats business, food business in Utah. He has five locations now. And I saw that he was launching an NFT. And I said, you know what, Ethan, let's talk about the process. Like, how are you pricing it? How are you making sure you make money on it? How are you educating the customers on how to make it work for them and how they purchase it? And how do you explain what the benefits are of purchasing and why they should purchase it and the whole process of what he's doing for his launch? So that's what today's topic is about. NFTs, NFTs for restaurants, NFTs for businesses, how you can use them and what Ethan's doing in real world, not what he thinks he should do. This is what he's doing. And we talk about when it's launching, how he's going to launch it, and that whole process on this episode of the podcast. So I think you're going to enjoy this one. If you're into it, if you've thought about NFTs or crypto or anything like that, I think you're going to get some really solid advice and ideas from this particular podcast episode. Let me know if you want more information like this. I really am interested in the subject. So if you want more podcasts like this, kind of learning about it, I do think that it's going to be more popular and prevalent as we move forward in the future. So if you want more interest, if you're interested in more info and podcasts like this one, let me know. And I will definitely do my best to try to reach out to some more folks about the subject matter. Being said on that, if you are interested in marketing, head over to thebruceirving.com. That's where we keep all the show notes for this episode. I redid the website. I'm trying to make it all organized and have an archive over there. I'm also doing weekly, or not weekly, but bi-weekly, definitely monthly webinars. We have our mastermind group. You can check out all of our courses that we have. And my goal for 2022, keep saying 2020, my goal for 2022 is to organize the website, make it super easy for you to navigate and find the information you're looking for. And all of the resources that I've been able to build over the last 5 years of doing podcasts and marketing for businesses and the knowledge that I have, I'm going to package and put it into easily consumable courses for you listening. And also do our mastermind group. If you're in our mastermind group, you get access to all of the courses as part of the mastermind group. But if you want to buy them one off, you can do that as well. Go to thebruceirving.com. You can see the button that says courses or mastermind group. Check out all the information over there. All right, let's get into today's episode because I really think you're going to like this one with Ethan from Thirst. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Ethan from Thirst is joining me today. I'm excited to chat with him about some cool projects he has coming up. Ethan, thank you so much for joining me. I know you're busy, man, so I appreciate it.
Happy to be back, bro. Thank you so much for having me.
I know. We talked a couple of years ago. I think it was a couple years ago now. I know it was before the whole 2020 thing happened, so it's been a while.
Yeah. It's been a while, man. A lot's happened, and I know on my end, I've grown a ton in my career and my thoughts and as a business person. So I'm excited to be back, bro.
I'm excited to have you back. And if you don't follow him yet, follow, what's your Instagram handle? Because you do a really good job on stories.
I appreciate it, man. It's Ethan from Thirst.
So if you ever want to feel like you're not doing anything in your life or your business, go follow Ethan. Because if you follow him on Instagram, it feels like he's going 1,000 miles an hour every single day.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Give us a little bit, for anybody who's new to the podcast or hasn't checked out or didn't check out our first episode, which I will link below, gives your whole background. Give us like the Twitter version of what you're up to.
Sure. Yeah. My name is Ethan. Ethan from Thirst, as I like to call myself. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for a long time. I'm 24 years old right now. And I started the business that I'm working on right now about 6 years ago, just over 6 years ago. And that business is called Thirst. And we are mainly through drive-thrus, soft pretzels, drinks, fresh baked cookies, weekend features, all kinds of different free popcorn and really, really good customer service. All through drive-thru, we have a location in the Vivint Smart Home Arena where the Jazz play. We have a big catering business. We have a food truck. We have we just opened our fifth brick and mortar. We're with a drive-through. A couple of them have walk-ins, and we're working on opening four more in 2022. And I just like to share the journey of entrepreneurship.
I love it.
I like to share all of my thoughts, if nothing else, so that my kids can hear them and learn from me when I do have them. So
it's inspiring too, because I'm sure there's a long, you know, the thing that 2020 taught us is that a lot of people weren't super happy with the careers they chose or going to college or doing, you know, the whole nine to five thing, but like the thing that we were all kind of brought up through school teaching us what to do, that 2020 taught us that none of that shit matters. So it's good to see you behind the scenes and like see you doing like what you actually enjoy doing every day.
Yeah. Well, and I would say too, thank you so much. And I would say too, it's like, and I went to college for a second before dropping out because I just got so overwhelmingly busy with my business. But I will say, if I think that this is one way to do it, but to your point, every single day, all day, I'm on my stories running my and executing my business. And I think that's something, obviously, as you know, being a business owner too, is easier said than done. Right?
Yeah.
And so I think there's two options for people. It's like, yeah, you can be an entrepreneur. You can go to school and get a job, or you can be an entrepreneur. But if you're going to be an entrepreneur, like, please go follow Ethan, because you'll see how much work it actually takes. And so I hope, if anything too, it's like, yeah, I want to raise awareness to the opportunity of entrepreneurship for sure to all my followers, comma, I want them to know that it's not just a celebrity move to be an entrepreneur.
Totally.
It's actually, you always have your hands in the dirt and you're always operating and you're under unreal amounts of stress sometimes. And so, yeah, I like to be really transparent on all my channels about that for sure.
Good point. You know, it's not for everybody.
Right.
You know, I'm sure a vast majority of people probably won't be good entrepreneurs, because there are good days, but there's a lot of bad days as well that go along with those good days.
Sure. Yeah.
How did 2020 affect your businesses? Did it really affect you guys, or you guys were mostly drive through? So I'm sure that helped a little bit.
Dude, it was interesting. I mean, it affected us, of course, like right at the off the bat, right? Like,
yeah.
Everyone's getting sick. So from that front, and honestly, that's happening right this second.
Yeah, I know.
It's happening. Everyone's sick. All my employees, I swear.
Yeah.
And that's the worst in a business like mine, because you need coverage at the store. It doesn't mean people are going to stop coming. In fact, with a drive-through, people come more than they did before, because they don't want to go in anywhere. And so the answer is, it affected us in two ways. One, our business exploded with sales. Our drive-throughs, it was really one of like the tipping. I still haven't done that much money through any of my drive-throughs since then. It's pretty crazy. And so super blessed that way, that we were one of the COVID safe ways for people to get an experience and get out of the house and get food. But I mean, it's been interesting. It's been not a sexy time to navigate as an entrepreneur in terms of staffing, in terms of motivation to the team, and really making people feel safe and make the customers feel safe. So it's been interesting. I mean, I feel blessed through it, honestly, though, because like I said, it all in all, it's done well for us. And just doing my best to navigate everything.
Yeah, it's a tough time. It's like you said, there's a lot of people who don't want to work, but like really put in perspective work. And is it worth the risk and reward? There's never been a time that I remember, at least in my or our lifetime, because you're way younger than I am, that I remember you having to choose between being safe or going to work, right? Like, this is the only time in the last couple of years where you had to really balance that and be like, all right, is it worth me going to work to possibly get sick? And
especially for your listeners and for me, like, we have small businesses where we're not paying unreal amounts of money for our employees. Like, we're talking about, do you want to go to work? Do you want to be safe, or do you want to go to work and make $12 an hour?
Right.
Like, that's a hard sale.
Right.
Right. Like, there's not many pizza joints paying much more than that. I'm guessing.
It's like, same business as you are in, you know, it's that $12 to $15 an hour range. And it's like, everybody wants to pay more, but how much more can you pay? Cause how much more could you charge for your items that you're selling?
Totally.
So I want to talk about this. The reason I really wanted to have you on is I like catching up to you, and, you know, we communicate back and forth on the DMs, but you're working on this cool NFT project. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Bruce, I think this is going to be a game changer. Like, you know me, I'm all about the long game, like every day putting in the work, every day putting in the work.
Yeah.
And I'm very marketing first too. Like, I'm all about branding and marketing. I think that's how I've been able to set myself apart. I think that this one is something that is going to be a pinnacle moment for me, no question, because I've been putting in the work for all the last, you know, 6 years, at least just on this business. Because I'm doing it in a way that I really feel like hasn't been done. So I guess my whole pitch is, where I'm very soon going to announce all the details of it, but I'm going to tell you right now. But as far as like on my Thirst channels and on my Ethan channels, I'm going to announce the project and have the website for everyone to go check out. But basically, I'm doing an NFT project with Thirst where I've created characters out of 25 signature menu items. And so for us, it's a lot of them are drink combinations. Okay. We're a drink shop. So for instance, like our most popular drink is the Dr. McCreamy. It's Dr. Pepper with raspberry fruit puree and coconut cream. That's a, we made that combination and we named it. And it's one of our most popular drinks, right? Along with in the NFT collection, there's 14 others that are drinks. And basically we created non-fungible tokens, which live on the Ethereum blockchain. And they are, not only is it a picture of the creature with a collection of the store it was at. So every store is going to have its own collection with a number after it. For instance, my very first store where I did this podcast with you last time was my downtown store in downtown Salt Lake. That will be downtown number one collection. And it will have 25 different menu items like the Dr. McCreamy, like a pretzel bite cup, like a beignet tray. And other signature items, and then one of the 25th one's Ethan from Thirst.
Okay.
And basically it's 25 different NFTs at three different rarity levels each. And the rarity levels signify how long the utility that the NFT brings is good for.
What does that mean? So break that down real quick.
Yeah, so the utility behind it. And this is the real difference between my projects. There's a million NFTs, as you know, are going crazy right now.
Yeah,
right?
everybody's talking about them.
And what are they talking about? They're talking about Bored Apes. They're talking about CryptoPunks. They're talking about things that are hard for the normal consumer or practical business person to understand the long-term value of, because there's no utility. It's just a picture. It's just nostalgia. It's just hype, basically. It's not like this CryptoPunk, actually, you go turn it in for like a crypto car or something like that when you get it. It's the nostalgia, which there's value in for sure.
Right.
But it's only part of the value that I'm bringing to this Thirsty NFT project, which is what I have that CryptoPunks doesn't, is I have thousands of people coming through my drive-thrus every day that are spending $10 to $15 each time they come. What I can provide them is real utility. And what these NFTs will do with the three different rarity levels, if you have a gold NFT, your NFT is good for life. And what it's good for is your product for free for life. Every time you can come to any of the stores once a day, and any of the stores, no matter what collection you have, and you can get your product for free plus 25% off all other items for all NFT holders.
Wow.
Plus a twice a year merch drop. So we do merch more often than that, but twice a year we're doing exclusively for all NFT holders. They get a free piece of merch. Now, the gold is good for life. That's the most valuable of the Dr. McCreamy, for example.
Right.
Dr. McCreamy gold is going to be the most valuable. There's also Dr. McCreamy silver, which is good for 1 year. That NFT and its utility is good for 1 year, which means two free pieces of merch, your item for free every day for a year, plus 25% off all other items as long as you're paying. Or a bronze, which is good for 6 months. And so all those same things for 6 months. And so each NFT is good for that product for free, or there's some special ones like the Ethan from Thirst. You can get any product for free every day.
One product. Ethan from
Thirst. Yep, one product, plus 25% off all other items. And basically how it will work is there's 25 signature menu items, three different rarity levels, that's 75 NFTs per collection. And a collection is a store. So for right now, I have five stores open. I'm going to have downtown store number one collection I'll be releasing first, then Mill Creek 2, then West Jordan 3, then Bountiful 4, and to see how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's utility plus nostalgia. This is a way that's going to bring, I call my customers the Thirsty Nation.
Yeah.
This is going to, the branding and just marketing behind this is going to bring them together, because they love Thirst. We're a brand that shares our story with them. They feel bought into us. Now they can literally buy into us. Not only is it going to be, and forget about buying in with the nostalgic way, like, oh, I own this, you know, cryptocurrency piece of Thirst. It's an NFT. Like, forget about that. I don't even want my customers to think about that. I want you to think about what's the value to you as a customer coming three times a week, spending $15 each, $45 a week. And if I give you your favorite item or an item for free, plus 25% off all other items, plus twice a year merch from your favorite company, like that's real value. That's a dollar sign value. because they're paying me money every single day, some of them.
Right.
Like people are coming, getting a drink, getting pretzels, taking their family, spending $50 with all their family every single day sometimes. And this is what I'm so pumped about it over anything is I'm about to take NFTs and show the restaurant space, I think, how they can attach real utility and let their customers buy into it. Because not only is it that real utility, and that's the way I'm going to explain it to my customers, here's literally how much money you'll save.
Right.
But also imagine owning one of the top five stores of Chipotle's collections, like Chipotle steak burrito, store number two. That thing's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars just based on the fact that it's the second store, one of the most popular items.
So you're thinking about it as a long-term play of you growing as a company and coming, you know, you're betting on the fact that, you know, 15, 20 years from now, you're going to have hundreds of locations.
And that's why I think you, Bruce, knowing Ethan and have watching me for 2 years and you're like, okay, I would hope that you're like, okay, this kid's legit. He's actually putting in the work. He's actually doing this the right way. Someone like you is a no, like, that's not honestly ideally who I want to buy it, because I want my customers to really be the community behind it and
right.
get that utility out of it. But it's a no-brainer for someone like you too, because if you think I'm going to take Thirst to 500 locations, franchise, and have things all over the world, that 1 through 5 collection is worth, you're going to mint that, which we can go into in a second.
Yeah.
But for around $400, that could be worth tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or even more as time continues to go on. And so I think I'm really excited about it, and I'd be happy to break it down.
I'm excited too. I'm excited to talk to, you know, to dive deep into this category of topics, because I do think that that's going to be something that a lot of people are looking into. I'm already getting a lot of questions, whether that be on Twitter or Instagram DMs about, and legitimately, not the scammy DMs about people when they're stupid, You follow one NFT account, you get 400 DMs about crappy NFT
That's
projects.
That's my whole request folder right now.
Yeah, same with me. I don't even look at, listen, I'm sorry. If you've sent me a direct message and I'm not following you and I haven't replied, I'm sorry, but it's only because there's thousands of them in there that are crappy.
They ruined it.
Yeah, I can't even search through them. But back to my
question. Can I tell you about the minting process?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question first, real quick. You mentioned like the three different tiers, right? Gold, silver, and bronze. Yep. The gold one, which is the most expensive, which is basically a lifetime value play. How do you price that out where you're not going to lose money on it? Is it something like, you know what, I may lose money on it, or what? How are you going to do that?
That's my favorite part, because I really designed this project to not be about the money for me. I don't care about the money. I'm not interested at all in cashing out on this NFT project. If I was, I'd create 1,000 Thirst coins and tell people like you to go buy them. I want the long-term value out of this. I want to be one of the first people that nails an NFT project for the food industry. And so what makes it look like that in the long-term is real value for the customers. So I reverse engineered it. How it's gonna work is if you'll go on to mint a Thirst NFT. So when we release it open for minting, there'll be 75 NFTs per collection. We're gonna do one collection at a time. So first off, the downtown store number one, we are now minting. They're all gonna mint for a $400 mint price. You don't know what you're getting though.
Oh, so you don't know if you're gonna get a gold, a silver, or a bronze?
Nope, you don't know what you're getting until the release date. And so worst case scenario, the way I came up with the $400 is because I did the math of, okay, you come this many times a week, spend this much money, I'm gonna give you this percent off, plus the value of the merch, plus the value of your free product for free. To me, that's close to $600. And so I'm like, okay, let me mint this at $400. That way I can honestly, as honest as I possibly can, I can go tell my customers on my main Thirst channels, which I've been talking to them about Thirst for 6 years on,
right?
Not anything like crypto. Like, I'm about to slap people in the face for like, what is he talking about? Because they trust me, right?
Yeah.
Like 6 years of the Thirsty Moms following me on Instagram, is they're gonna be like, what's he talking about? And I think they're gonna take me really seriously. I want the worst case scenario is that you're gonna pay $400 for a bronze, you know, hissy fit, it's one of our drinks, NFT. And worst case scenario, for 6 months, you get that product for free. But let's go even worse. I don't like that product. I don't want that one for free. Well, great. You get 25% off all other items, plus a you have yours for 6 months. You get one free merch drop too. To me, when I did the math based on like a regular customer that I want to buy one of these, that was about $600 in value, that percentage off plus the merch plus their free item. And so I'm like, all right, let me make these 400. So worst case scenario, you're not only getting $200 in discounts, but after that NFT burns, like that's what they call it. After 6 months, the bronze burns, or silver, it burns after a year. It just burns the utility value out of Thirst Store. It doesn't burn the NFT itself on the blockchain. It lives there for forever. So if you own a Chipotle bronze steak burrito, it might have expired 6 months after the very first Chipotle store opened, but you own a piece of the first Chipotle store that ever opened. And that's the trading card value, right?
Right.
That's creating nostalgic trading card value. And so worst case scenario, not only are they getting tangible discounts, but they're also getting that trading card value of being part of that, which is to really value that. That's the more difficult thing to, right? It's like, that's where you're making more of the bet on Ethan and bet on Thirst growing into this really fun and brand that has awareness everywhere.
So you have 70, so each location is going to have 75 NFTs drop at each time. How many of them are gold?
25.
Oh, so each 25, 25, 25.
Yep.
Okay. So
you could be getting a gold Dr. McCrean. You could be getting a gold Ethan from Thirst. And as soon as you mint that, that's now can be resold on OpenSea. That thing's worth $10,000 plus. It really is. If you're talking about a customer that believes in Ethan, goes to Thirst every day, likes the Dr. McCreamy, wants free merch twice a year, that's a really valuable NFT. For someone like you, never going to Thirst ever in your life, you're like, holy crap, I'd really like one of those gold store number ones because I think Ethan's going to take this thing big. So it's a way to say thank you to the Thirsty Nation. I think
how much is it cost? How much is it costing you to do all this? Because I want to talk about like that from a business owner's perspective.
Yeah. So the transparent answer is I could do this for free. Like, I think this is our NFTs and crypto are already turning into building a website on Wix. Like, I'm already almost comparing it to that.
Yeah. Did you hire somebody to create the NFTs for you, or did you have
someone in-house? I'm working with a team right now called 135, and they're honestly just some of my buddies that I knew from high school that are really into crypto that are creating like a cryptocurrency, like consulting firm, basically.
Do they have a website?
For business. Yep.
You'll send it to me and I'll link it up.
Instagram and website, and I'll be posting about them a ton too. But that's like, if I'm a business owner, if I'm a business owner listening to Bruce's podcast right now, and I'm like, okay, I want to follow along on Ethan's journey of this NFT project, maybe do one for me. OpenSea, you could do all of this on OpenSea. Like the way I'm going to do it is I'm having someone build me a website where people can go in, connect their wallet.
Yep.
And they can look at all our NFTs, what they're going to be, what they're going to get them. It's going to be super educational and break it down, make it really simple. And then when it comes time and I say, okay, today's the day, we're starting the mint process. We're 70, depending on whatever collection it may be, 75 NFTs are going to go up for mint. And something, a little hitch I threw in it is I'm doing an early pre-sale of the mint to the customers at Thirst that have spent the most money at that location.
So you're going to give the customers who have spent the most money at that location an opportunity to purchase them first. Now, so the odds are the same, right? Regardless of when you purchase it, or you give them better odds to get better. How does that work?
So I'm going to do an early pre-sale so we have like, when people come to Thirst, they put in their phone number, right? We have a loyalty system.
Right.
And, about 95% of customers actually do it because we give them 5% back on every sale. And so we have the data in our POS of all of the customers going to each store and how much money they've spent. What I'm going to do is export the first 500, and I'm going to personally reach out to them and say, hey, thank you so much for supporting my downtown store. This is my opportunity to say thank you. You're a top 500 spender. I'm going to give you the opportunity to pre-sale on this mint collection. They're all going to mint for $400. And here's what you could be getting. And for me, it's like two reasons I'm doing that. One, because thank you so much for supporting me and spending money at Thirst. Like, this is a real way that I know if you buy one of these, bare minimum, you're getting great discounts and you have on a piece of the first Thirst. Like if NFTs disappear tomorrow, I feel good about this.
Right.
I feel good saying to any of my customers saying do this. But number two, it's like you get to be a part of Thirst for a long time. And if thanks for supporting, because I'm going to take this thing big and I want you to be part of it.
Do you think people are going to buy multiple ones at a time? Because, you know, the opportunity to buy, you know, if they buy four, if I get two gold and two silver, I could probably sell the two silver and one gold and get my money back.
I think so. I mean, I think people will want to. I'm considering, I'm talking to that 135 team about whether or not we want to do that. I want this to be for and by the community. Like I don't want some rich investor who thinks like I'm a good investment to buy these.
To buy all of them.
That's great. Yeah, I don't want that.
Right.
Like, yeah, maybe they can buy one, but I would rather it be the customers that are coming every day, because if they get value, this project is legendary and it goes on for forever. But if I sell out to just people that are looking to make a good investment with their money, that's great. I got the money. You can do the math, $400 times 75, but it's not about being legendary at that point. It's about cashing out, and I don't really care about that stuff.
Now, are you going to have you ever thought about, so there's only 75 per store. Is there ever going to be another drop where you add some to that or different, do something different but similar?
Yeah, I think we could. I think there's endless amounts of opportunity, right? So, I think there's specials. I think my big vision though is to, I want to create a restaurant group that is a team of operators and with a fund that can go out and operate multiple brands. I think I told you last time, I want a drive-through pizza brand to be one of them.
Yeah.
So I want to stay in touch with you for a long time.
I think I saw you kind of experimenting with some pizza stuff before.
Yeah. And I'm always tweeting about it and stuff. That's why I'm Ethan from Thirst. I have way more followers on the Thirst account, but I push Ethan from Thirst so much because I have this vision of owning multiple food brands and releasing collections for each of the brands and giving. The thing about NFTs is if I'm a restaurant owner that owns multiple concepts in Utah, right, and I have 10 Thirst locations, plus I have this, I have a Wetzel's Pretzels that has 10 locations in Utah, and I have NFT holders, there's no limit to what value I can give to my NFT holders. I can have a yearly party. I can have a skip the line day at Thirst. I can have a like rewards at all of the concepts that I own. And so I plan to continue to throw value to these NFT holders. Like I do plan to do a yearly party. I do plan to do things like skip the line day. I do plan to bring them in for like taste testings and early access and things, because I don't know if someone's listening to this and like, why would you want to continue to spend your money and resources to do that? Well, one, because I think it's a good move long-term to treat the customers right. That's my overarching thing. But two is smart contracts are attached to these NFTs. And once they're minted, that's not the last time I can make money as the creator of this NFT. Every time they're going to mint on my website, right? You're going to be able to mint one. If you get one, if you don't get one though, you can still buy these on OpenSea. OpenSea is like the Instagram of NFTs. That's what I say.
Right.
And so,
it's like the Craigslist of NFTs, right? Like you go on there and you can buy and resell stuff.
Yep. And it's also like, I say Instagram because it's like, if Ethan's profile shows my NFTs, right? Like what I'm all about, like those, it's almost like my profile grid is like who I am. And I think it's going to become more and more that way. And so if someone's listening and they're like, why would you do that? Well, we make a royalty every time one of those is sold. And that royalty is completely dependent upon me. I think I'm thinking I'm going to do it at a 25% royalty.
Yeah.
So if you, Bruce, if you buy an NFT where you are and it turns out to be a gold pretzel bite cup, downtown store number one, you could go flip that on OpenSea. And not only is it going to be valuable to everyone because it's nostalgic number one collection, but number two, someone in Utah might be like, you know what? I might offer $1,000 for that because I'm going every day. And if I go for a year, it's easily worth it.
Exactly. Cause so, you get to go every day. I like that. And you know, I like the way you're thinking about it because I don't know, I was talking about this on a couple podcasts, like just throwing ideas around about like rewards programs and how pizzerias and restaurants can leverage NFTs. And I was just throwing out ideas, nothing solid, nothing like, this is exactly what you should do, but this is kind of how you should think about it. But I like your three-tier system where there's three different tiers for it. And I like the other thing that I like about what you're doing is I like the fact that you buy one and you don't really know what you're getting. Like, so there's no like, I want to buy the gold and the gold's well sold out.
How a lot of NFT projects actually work.
I know.
My original plan was like, you know, man, how much is that Dr. McCreamy going to end up auctioning for? I don't like that as much anymore because I think that someone could hype someone with a lot of money, but necessarily not a lot of care in the utility value could hike that price to one that's pretty just ridiculous for any gold token. But what I want is to be like, hey guys, thanks so much for supporting my business. Here's a genuine real opportunity for you to make money. So like mint one of these, because if you get a gold, flip that thing on OpenSea the next day, because anyone in their right mind will buy that for quickly.
What is the market like in your area? What do you think the percentage of your customers' awareness of NFTs are? Like if you had to give a percentage.
10% right now.
Yeah.
10% right now. And that's the whole variable. Like that's the reason I said like this is like, I feel like a pinnacle to me, because I've been this whole time for, let's just take Thirst, my career with Thirst, for 6 years, every day, starting on the Thirst account and now a lot of my Ethan from Thirst account too, I've been gaining the trust of these customers and these followers. And what I'm gonna do I've been poking around at the NFTs. That's what I'm doing an NFT project. That's why we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
But in about a week, I'm gonna be doing an actual announcement post. It's like of me holding a Photoshop, like glowing NFT. And I'm announcing this project and releasing the website where everyone can get all the info. And I'm then gonna spend a month I'm gonna hire someone, I'm gonna make this my main focus to be putting out content to these people that I've established trust with over the years about how this works, how they can be part of it, why it brings them value, why I can honestly sit here and say that they should really do this if they come to Thirst for X amount.
Right.
And so I just feel really, my favorite part about this is I feel really good about it for the customers. And I think that's gonna be why I can market it and do the pitch and the sell, which is the biggest variable.
Where did you go to learn about him?
Literally, I'm just, so Gary Vee, for sure. Gary Vee talks about him a ton.
Yep.
NFT pages on Instagram, just following them and really like trying to be, I'm trying to be a practitioner more and more. Like, as you know too, as a business owner, it's like, I don't actually know about you, but me specifically, I'm not like the kind of guy that loves to collect NFTs. Like that's not my thing. I didn't even own one like going into having this idea at all.
That's me.
But yeah.
I have crypto, but not NFTs.
Yeah, but it's business is my thing.
Yep.
And if I can find a way for this to bring huge value to my customers, perfect. So I've been following NFT Instagram pages at 135 is a really, really good resource. And they're a really small company right now that works intimately with customers. So I'm a big fan of them and how they've helped me. And I think it's going to be big.
So Gary V came out with his V friends. And I talked about this on another podcast with Evan from Venator Growth. Gary V came out with his V friends, I think like February or March of 2021.
Yep.
And before when he came out with that for the first 3 months, and like, I like Gary V, but like for the last couple of years, he's been saying the same thing over and over and over again. So I kind of like not tuned him out, but I haven't been following him that much. Yeah. But then he came out with this.
You need to listen, really.
Yeah.
You got what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. He came out with this NFT thing. And at first I was like, what the heck is this? I had no idea about it. But then the more I've listened and like you researched and listened to podcasts or watched YouTube videos about it, I really do see that there is real utility, especially for the restaurant pizzeria space, because they're the ones that have customers that come back every single day, week after week. Like if you have, he was saying something about a realtor, but like that's a once in a 7 year thing. That's kind of hard for me to think about NFTs, but like you're doing where you have customers who come, like you said, 4 or 5 times a week. If you can create an NFT that gives them value and can give them a percentage off forever, that's a huge win. And I think there's a lot of people listening to this podcast in the same spot. Yeah.
I have to do that because they don't know anything about crypto. Like I'm just said 10%. It's probably 5% of my audience. Now, my audience is the thirsty moms. It's moms. We call them thirsty moms. It's moms coming through the drive-through with a van or a Suburban full of kids. Like that's my target demo.
Right.
The majority of people coming through. I'm about to go tell them to download and make a crypto wallet. Like I've got a task in front of me, but why I feel so confident about it is I've been establishing that trust for a long time. And on the back end of this, when they do get it, like, I know they're going to see the results. That's why I'm not doing just a thousand NFTs of Thirst or an Ethan from Thirst that don't really have anything. I need that utility value, just like a pizzeria would need that to convince their customers. We need this math equation on the board that says you will be saving this much. Here's right. how much you mint it for. Worst case scenario, you get this. This is a no-brainer. This, it has to make sense to people that don't understand the nostalgic value of NFT for any brand. It has to have utility, because I'm about to go convince people that have no idea. The nostalgic value, that'll come around, right? Like that, they'll get that soon enough. And as NFTs become more of culture, like, they'll be like, oh yeah, and I also got that out of that.
Right.
But I'm literally not even gonna make content around that for them. Like, that's like an extra bonus. I'm gonna completely focus on, hey, if you come to my pizzeria 3 times a week, you buy this combo every time you come, and if you get an NFT over this amount of time, you're gonna make this amount of money. Plus, the best part about it is, yeah, you save this amount of money, but it's not gone when it's gone. It's an asset. It's a digital asset, meaning it's not like a coupon book that you just throw away at the end. This thing can be resold. It has right. a resale value. So if you mint this for 400, you could go use it for 6 months, get all of the bronze utility out of it, and go resell it for 400, because anyone in their right mind would think 400 bucks of the piece of store number one is worth it.
And what are you doing this for? Like, what's the why behind you? I know, because there's a lot of owners listening to this and they want to make money, right? And you're going at it a little bit different way, but you could make money at it. But like, what is your why behind why you're doing this?
Well, here's first off, I want to make money too. Right? Like, right. I don't love money in the way of like, I want to go buy all this stuff and I want to flex. I love money in that it's a measurement of entrepreneurial and business success to some degree, right? So yeah, I want to make the most money of all time, and I genuinely think that I will. I'm going to win that game of entrepreneurship. I really, really think so. I think this is the way to do it. I think I could make more money in 1 second selling 2,000 coupon NFTs right. at a 500 mint price, and it would screw over half the people that bought them, but some of them got free everything for life.
Right.
I really think I could do that. I think I have enough audience to do that. I think I could raise a couple $100,000 and do that. That's great. But where I'm playing the long game, where I want Thirst to be everywhere in the country, I want to have multiple brands. I want to be able to have the brand equity from Ethan from Thirst to go do an app or to go do a whatever business I want to do. I'm looking for a legacy. And so I want to be the most popular. I want to be the most successful. I want to be the most like sought after, one of the most sought after leaders of this whole generation. And I think if I do that just to sell out and make money on this, that's not the way to get there. So I'm going for the gold, and believe it or not, I genuinely think this is the path there.
I like it. I'm super fascinated with it, and I feel like I could talk to you about this. You and I could talk about this for hours, because there's so much to even talk more about. Excuse me. So I know there's so much opportunity out there, and I'm fascinated by this. I'm thinking about, my wheels are turning right now about how other businesses can do kind of similar things to what you're doing.
The other thing is, Bruce, is this is branding too. Like, if why I did menu items is because it's just more branding around things about Thirst. Like, for instance, mine are these thirsty characters, right? And each of one of them is like, has eyes and legs and hands, and they have their own personalities. And this is vision. Like, if you really want to go there of like why I think this is the big vision more than just like coupon NFTs or thousands of those, is because thirsty characters, although there's not a billion of them and I didn't sell a million of them off the bat, these could be a cartoon. These could be mascots that are dressed up at like one NFT character is at each drive-through location every Saturday handing out like free things.
Right.
This could be content around each individual character. It could be, it's like, oh, I know that character and I like that one. Or it could be a morning show with Pretzel Bite Cup. It could be, heck, like what Gary Vee's doing with his. It's the same idea. V Friends could be Disneyland. You could go to V Land. And literally the same thing. This is what Disney did with Mickey Mouse and characters.
Well, it's the same thing when you think of like when you reference Disney, right? Like Disney sells cells, which are the original artwork of the cartoon movie that they made, right? Like the original cell of Snow White that the artist from Disney made in the movie is for sale. There's thousands of those for sale. You could own. This is the digital version of that.
Yep. I just think it's branding, man. I just think it's so long-term. I think there's a million more things we could do with it if we do it this way versus just a money thing. And also, it's to be totally transparent, like I'm stoked to be on this podcast right now because I want to show the restaurant industry how to use NFTs for the business. I think that this is going to increase my sales at my stores. Not forget about the money I'm raising from the NFTs. I'm literally going to put that aside and use it to fulfill the things I'm promising for this. I think that this brand awareness, just like me posting on Instagram or me going on the news or having a billboard, it's the same thing. This is creating hype. This is creating talk. This is creating all this marketing, this brand awareness that funnels into sales. So I think this is like I'm an entrepreneur that has to make payroll every week.
Right.
Like I'm not an online entrepreneur. Like, you know me, like I'm like top type of entrepreneur.
Yeah, yeah. You're right? You're in the trenches. I know. When are you launching this? So when's the launch date for this?
I'm looking at February 31st.
Okay.
But what's going through my head is really, I want to nail the lead up because I think that's everything.
Right? And how are you launching all five stores at the same time? Or is it like 1 month at a time?
Yeah. So my vision is I'm going to do the five stores a week at a time.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that because I'm going to do the first one and be like, you guys, the first NFTs have been bought. Everyone's got released. Let them talk about it. And then immediately after that following week, while the next one's selling, I'm going to be like, you guys, here's all the things we're doing for our NFT holders. Skip the line day. We brought them all in and gave them a free piece of merch. We're giving them the whatever, whatever. Continue to give them value. That'll make the next drop be bigger. So I'm going to do that for five drops. And then the vision going forward is every time we open a store, we'll release a collection. And there'll be a collection based on every store. It's almost like it funds the growth.
Right.
So it's almost like, hey, you want a store in your area? Let me release that collection.
Right. Because you can help. It's like website that people do the crowdsourcing for.
Yeah, Kickstarter.
Yeah. So it's like the Kickstarter version of that, but you're doing it on your own. So you're releasing, if all goes well, February, what day was it?
February 31st.
Okay.
I'm going to be announcing here before the end of the month.
28th, you mean? Really,
what's that?
28th of February, you mean?
28th. Yeah, you're right.
That's March 31st. February. So if it all goes well, mid-April, you'll have all five stores released.
Yep.
So you should come back on the podcast. And if it releases on that, like maybe June or July, we should have you come back and kind of talk about how it went.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm going to be watching along the way. That's for sure. Because I'm super interested in this. And
what do you think, Bruce?
I think
what are your thoughts on how people will take it? I want honest feedback.
Anything I think
that you're going through your head.
I think people nowadays are aware of NFTs a lot more than they were 6 months ago. And I think every month that goes by, they're more and more aware of cryptocurrency. They're more aware of the way the markets are going for the stock market. And I think they're more aware of NFTs because of these celebrities and artists who are getting into them. And the more that the big names like celebrities and artists get into these things, the more it kind of trickles down to the people who follow them being aware of them. And then I think you'll be in a place where you won't have to convince as many people to do it. I think a lot of people will be getting into crypto and have wallets. So I think the longer this goes, the more people will be aware of it. You're early for sure. I think you're right about the 10% of your customers being aware of what NFTs are for the most part. I think that's a high number, but I think you're not too far away from that.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be me, like my whole job in this, the variable is how well can Ethan educate the Thirsty Nation about how to be part of this.
Right? I think there's two, you're not selling a thousand of them per store, 75. If you have a few thousand customers, 10% is 75, right? So if 10% of your customers are aware of it then and they all buy it, then I think you're right on the money.
But also, like, if I do my job right and how I think I'm going to do it, every single one of my customer, I'm talking, we're going to do flyers in line with scan this NFT code and learn about it. We're going to do, hey, get a free coupon today if you create your wallet and show us at the window. Hey, we're going to do a meet at this Thirst location. Everything's free, catered Thirst. And we're just going to talk to you guys about this project. Like, I'm going to be at every store leading up to this launch. conversating with every customer. Like, that's my style of marketing, is like, let me outwork anyone else by individually talking to everyone and educating them. So I'm feeling really good about it. I'm planning on sharing the whole journey too.
I love it. So where can people go follow you or check you out if they want to see or ask a question? Where could they go?
Ethan From Thirst, at Ethan From Thirst. I have an Instagram account where I am posting just the documentation of entrepreneurship. I have a weekly vlog, sometimes not so weekly, but usually weekly, on YouTube. And that's for more, if you're an operator or a business owner like I am, and you're like, oh, like that rings true to me, watch my vlogs, because I genuinely think that they have real value and they're really, really well done. And I also have a podcast, and it's called Ethan's Angle. And so is my vlog. They're both called Ethan's Angle. And so, yeah, man, I'm really grateful to be here.
We'll link all that up in the show notes for this episode as well. So whether you're listening to the podcast or on YouTube, Ethan will send me all that info, and we'll put all the links in the show notes so you can go over there and check it out, whether you're on thebruceirving.com or smartpizzamarketing.com, whichever one you do. Ethan, don't hang up yet, but it was awesome talking to you. Thanks. I can't wait to follow up with you a few months from now and see how everything went.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Ethan, for joining me on the podcast. Again, if you're interested in more podcasts like this one, email me, bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com. I want to hear from you. You can also get some ideas if you're looking for ideas for marketing-wise, 65 content ideas for your business over at the website, thebruceirving.com. That's where we keep all the show notes. So if you missed anything, all the things I mentioned, Ethan's website, Instagram, 135, I believe the name of the account was, that's helping him build out the website, which we may be doing a podcast with in the future. We'll link that all up in the show notes over at thebruceirving.com. So just go there. If you have a question, you can reach me on Instagram. I am at thebruceirving. Or just go to the website. There's a contact form. Put in your information. Somebody from our team will get back to you. It might even be me. All right. Thank you all so much for tuning into the podcast. We'll see you next week.